in Palestine.
Crowds there cheered the lighting of a towering Christmas tree as businesses hoped that prosperity would return. Waymo, the autonomous ride-hailing service, plans to file a software recall after some of its cars illegally passed, stopped school buses. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that a federal investigation is also underway into the vehicles.
An Atlanta TV station aired video in September showing a Waymo driverless taxi maneuvering around a stopped school bus. The bus's red lights were flashing and its stop sign extended. In Austin, Texas, the school district documented 19 similar incidents, one just moments after a student crossed in front of the Waymo vehicle. Waymo says in an emailed statement that a software issue contributed to the problem and that it has been fixed. No one was injured, and Waymo plans to file a voluntary recall of the software with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which launched an investigation. Waymo is a subsidiary of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, which is a financial supporter of NPR. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for another primetime matchup. They'll play the Houston Texans tonight. Both teams are fighting for their playoff lives. The Chiefs have a 6-6 record and are sitting in third place in the AFC West. Chiefs center Creed Humphrey says he's confident that Kansas City's championship DNA will carry them through.
So for us, it's just about, you know, the ship's not sinking or anything. You know, we're still right where we need to be, just making sure we're coming in and improving each week.
Houston has a record of 7-5. They're in third place in the AFC South Division. The Texans and the Chiefs kick off at 7:20 tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. After playing one of their best matches of the year Friday against the Miami Hurricanes, the KU women's volleyball team is in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Jayhawks coach Matt Ulmer has been animated on the sidelines during their success, and he says there's a reason.
Anything that I can do or the staff can do to help, you know, find joy, find confidence in what they're doing, you know, if that means we're going to cheerlead them on and just really appreciate when they do the things we're asking, we're going to do that.
The Jayhawks will need a lot of confidence for their next match. They'll be playing the University of Nebraska, the tournament's overall number one seed. The Huskers raised their record to 32-0 last night after a three-set sweep over Kansas State. In men's basketball, K-State lost to Seton Hall 78-67. KU plays Mizzou at noon today at the T-Mobile Center. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs not a lot warmer than we are right now. Temperatures in the 30s. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 40s. Under cloudy skies, it's 30 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence. A community partner, Weaver's has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And this week, it's a tricky one. So get out your pen and paper and put on your thinking cap. The Sunday Puzzle coming up at 9:41 here on Kansas Public Radio. This week on Prairie Journal, the push and pull of Kansas politics. It's a conversation with Michael Smith of Emporia State University and Ed Flinchy of Wichita State University. They're the authors of Reform and Reaction, The Arc of Kansas Politics. That's at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs not a whole lot warmer than we are right now in the 30s. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. Cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the teens. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 degrees and cloudy in Lawrence, 30 degrees in Emporia, 31 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Eric.
Of your chance to rule a country for love?
Girls are told from birth. We watch Disney movies. We're told that there's no greater thing than being a princess. But what is the actual reality of that?
Author and journalist Rebecca Armitage on how covering the British royal family helped inspire the heart of her debut novel, The Heir Apparent. I'm Miles Parks. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can find a complete program schedule and stream both KPR 1 and KPR 2 signals.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us here on KPR One. It's This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock. On KPR Two, it's This American Life. That's all 20 minutes away here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the 30s. Windy, though. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the lower 40s. It's 29 in Atchison, 35 degrees and windy in Chanute, 30 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Capital One, offering...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Tips for keeping your house in good shape, especially with the holidays coming up. And then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up afterwards at 11 o'clock this morning. Today on Prairie Journal, it's the push and pull of Kansas politics. Join me for a conversation with Ed Flinchy and Michael Smith.
Kansas Democrats are really good at separating themselves from the national party.
That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today, are high in the 30s, winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Stop turning your thermostat up to broil. From LAS and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. Find out where your home is losing heat and how to seal it for good. One simple fix could save you hundreds of dollars this winter.
If you look up at the top of the foundation wall and you see a bunch of spider webs and you know you cleaned them last year, but they're back, you are absolutely a good candidate for an energy audit.
For Pulitzer Prize winning writer Jeffrey Eugenides, houses reveal who we are.
For my writing, I seem to always write about houses. I need to know, where are these characters? Where are these family members in the house? How do they move? Where are they coming from? It helps me imagine.
Do you have a kitchen or a bathroom with floors you can't stand? Peel and stick flooring is an easy way to make them look new again. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Defense Secretary...
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a yoga basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the 30s, winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens, sunny for tomorrow, highs in lower 40s. It's 31 in Lawrence, 31 in Emporia. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box.
Previous owners would show up and say, oh, we used to live in this house. Can we walk through the house? They always seemed a little bit aggrieved, but they didn't say anything. It was very cozy and pleasant. It just was not decorated properly at all.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour from LAS to APM.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, and then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on Prairie Journal, the arc of Kansas politics. We'll talk to with two political scientists talking about trends in Kansas politics through the years. That's just ahead on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock, right after This Old House Radio Hour on KPR.
All the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. A quick look at the weather, mostly cloudy skies today with highs right around where we are right now in the 30s. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Under cloudy skies, it's 31 in Atchison, 32 in Lawrence, 32 in Emporia, 32 degrees in Topeka. McIntyre. Our conversation will continue on Prairie Journal right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Miumas's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, which spans the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book. This is KPR. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kim. That conversation and most Prairie Journal programs are now available on demand wherever you get your podcasts, on the KPR app, and at kansaspublicradio.org. I gotta say, I love that soundtrack. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell, bringing you music from across the state of Kansas. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming Saturday night at Liberty Hall. Join us for your Yuletide favorites and some swinging Kansas City jazz by the KC Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out, so get your tickets now. They're available in person at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. You can find out all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll see you next Saturday night down at Liberty Hall. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs actually just about where we are right now. We're staying pretty steady today. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 17 degrees, light winds from the north. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 40s. Under cloudy skies, it's 31 degrees in Atchison, 36 in Chanute, 33 in Emporia, 33 in Lawrence, 33 in Topeka. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:01.